Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, you and Sherry have survived Christmas.
Yes, sir, by faith we have survived, and we're in the new year, and we just had a real good 2017 as far as God's concerned. A lot of stuff went wrong in the world, but God's in control, and he did a good job up at the mountain in the garden. And we had we're still getting the final numbers, but it'll be about 130,000 people, Roy, came to the Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville in 2017.
That's unbelievable. Now, how much did you have last year?
Oh, God, probably about 105,000. Thank you.
105,000.
105,000 last year.
Now, my understanding from a conversation in the past, we've got a better accounting method to be able to track those people, right?
Yeah, we have basically three different methods, a car counter, a people counter, and then we have our tour guide chaplains.
Well, every week, Max, we go to a miracle of the week, and if you would, share that with us right now.
Sure. Well, I kind of count this as a miracle. You know, we've talked about the sculpture, a new one I did of the Lion of Judah, the big, giant, life-size lion. Well, we've been praying for years, Sherry and I and others, that God would place one in Israel, the number one, and we're Sherry and I want that to give that one number one to Israel, and then a bronze lion to the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. And we were able to, thanks to donors, make donations to put start the casting process on the number one for Israel. And an initial $5,000 donation was made by the Dota Yavo Ministry, Bob and Linda Morris up in Illinois. And so by the grace of God, we're praying now that God shows us where exactly in Israel he wants this big lion, because it is a symbol of Israel, King David, and
that's gotta be
the
exciting.
Messiah. Yeah, yeah.
Come
and,
a long ways, baby.
It is. And also we've had donors that get made a gift, and we've got like $13,500 that was donated towards the cost of doing the lion in at the Sculpture Prayer Garden. So that's a miracle that this is happening by faith. So if anybody feels the Lord tell you to help pay for a lion, what it costs to get in
there,
where
do they go to?
Just call us at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden or Coming King Foundation.
What's the phone number?
It is 830. What's our phone number? Well, anyways, call Griner, 896-7919. We'll tell you.
Again, because they might be wanting
830-896-7919. Right. I am the artist, so I can get you to the right place.
All right. Well, you know, this is a new year, and we have a new guest to kick off the new year. If you would, introduce those folks, please.
You betcha. These are some of our favorite people. We have Weldon and Esther Baker, and they are helping us at the Sculpture Prayer Garden. They have been helping us now for some years. They're trustees of the foundation, and Weldon is also our treasurer. And we really,
very important position.
It is, because you got to count the money right. You got to be honest with it. It's got to all add up. And, you know, we are all volunteers, and we don't have the head people don't get a salary. Most ministries, they do, but we don't. We donate by the grace of God and our time, and the Bakers do that too. So we're honored to have the Bakers here, and they're real incredible people, and they're helping up on the mountain in a lot of different ways. So thank you, Bakers, for coming.
Weldon and Esther, tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's start with ladies first. Esther, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and how'd you get involved, you and your husband get involved with the Cross in Kerrville?
Well, a guy came to us, to me, at our church picnic, and he was at the Cross, a volunteer at the Cross at the time, and he asked me if I could volunteer up at the Cross, and I've always wanted to do something, but I didn't know what. And he asked me if I could do some work when they were going to start a new prayer trail. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'm not good at anything like that, but I know somebody who can, and it was my husband, Weldon.
He's for manual labor. He's always, all these years, you used him
right.
for the manual labor.
He's a man. Right. He was always a manager, and he still is, so he even manages me.
He's